is More About Recycling, a part of an archive broadcast, Nature of Things, from September 28, 1990, by John Meeks.
Last week, I made some general comments about the success of recycling in Onondaga County. My major concern at the time was the fact that the percent of reduction of solid waste was far from dramatic, even disappointing. I feared that people who are paying weekly for the removal of recyclable materials from blue bins, only partly full, might become disaffected. This was a pure reaction, unaffected by any true knowledge of the facts and figures of recycling. It may be noteworthy that on my way home, I did encounter some overflowing bins in front of homes of large families, where the homeowners had neglected to flatten cans and plastic containers. When I arrived at home, I decided to get whatever facts I could about the perceived success from the County Recycling Center, which has a hotline, 435-2412. As it turned out, I didn't even have to use the line. At a meeting of the Marcellus Environmental Commission that evening, I picked up three copies of the newsletter of the Onondaga County Solid Waste Management Program, which provided most of the answers I was looking for. First, how does the county feel about the effort to date? Debbie Young, coordinator of this initial effort, reported, "I'm proud of the way people are responding to recycling. People are doing a great job." She further points out that the first month's collection totaled 2,000 tons, which she claims is equal to all of the previous year's recycling effort by the voluntary centers distributed throughout the county. That sounds impressive. More than 50% of the people in the county are cooperating. In some communities, at some times, the figure reaches 95%. In the city, cooperation averages 68%. All of this doesn't change my disappointment that we can't recycle a higher percentage of the total. When you look at the breakdown of the component of solid waste, including the percentage of certain things in our trash, you begin to understand part of the problem. For instance, grass clippings make up about 18% of the total solid waste of many neighborhoods. We are told that there are 750,000 acres of home lawns in New York State, and a majority of the people put their grass clippings in their garbage. That's a momentous amount of material, and I don't understand it at all. Picking up grass clippings doesn't really benefit the lawn. In fact, if you leave it in the grass, it will disappear in a couple of days. Cut your grass high, leave the clippings right where they are, and they will automatically recycle. Another surprise for me was to find out that newspapers made up nearly 77% of the total of recyclable material. Even the glossy inserts are recyclable. That suggests that about 1,500 tons of newsprint was collected and recycled in July of this year. If it is all recycled and remade into paper again, that's quite a few trees saved from the axe or chainsaw. That's good, of course, but not in the same category as the recycling of petrochemical plastics. Pulpwood is a renewable resource. Petroleum's not. Well, so much for what I learned when I went to the source for information on how Onondaga County's recycling program is doing. The people who are managing the program seem quite satisfied. At least they have initiated recycling a year in advance of its mandatory statewide. Calls to some other counties in the area covered by WRVO give the impression that most of them don't expect to initiate their programs too much before the mandate sets in. Meanwhile, if each month equals or exceeds July's $2,000 or 2,000 ton total in Onondaga County, the county could end up saving over $1.5 million in solid waste tipping fees alone by the time the mandatory recycling commences. So here's a tip of the hat to my county for getting a year's head start on recycling, and to my fellow Onondaga Countyans for cooperating in admirable fashion. But we still mustn't overlook the fact that the forlorn little blue bin, resting beside from 2 to 5 plastic bags full of solid waste to be shipped to some landfill someplace, is the real measure of our effectiveness as solid waste eliminators. We have a huge way to go. It's probably a measure of my own perverseness that I decided to do a little survey of a couple of neighborhoods which have fought and won the not-in-my-backyard battle. Surely, I reasoned, these people, having escaped the landfill in their backyard, would have been chastened sufficiently to reduce their trash. After all, that stuff is going to somebody else's backyard, and it's just as noxious to those people as it would have been to the NIMBYs. Perhaps they have reduced their output of trash, but if they have, they must have produced prodigious amounts before. Come on, you folks, get busy. You can compost. You can dispose of your grass clippings. You can be more careful not to accept unrecyclable packaging. This is really important. The next landfill had better last for a while. Siting one in the year 2000 will be nigh on to impossible. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.